It's Tisha B'Av once again, and many of us are once again trying to figure out what is it that we're mourning? What are we being misavol? What are we missing with the Beis HaMikdash? Something that we never saw, and it's very hard to connect to something that we never experienced. What exactly is the Beis HaMikdash going to give us that we don't have now? How is it that Akravas HaKarbonos, that's what we're missing? What is it exactly that we're mourning? And if it's so important, so why don't we just build a Beis HaMikdash? The problem is the Arabs. We could get around that too. What is it that we're missing? So the truth is that the Ribbono Shel Olam this year showed us on Simchas Torah the ramifications of Churban. Simchas Torah, we had one day of a Holocaust. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us for one day what it was like in the Holocaust. That's Churban. That's Churban, and that comes as a direct result of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The fact that there's Shechinto Begalusa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, his master is Panim. That's all a result of the Churban. There's an interesting parallel that the Maharsha draws in Bechoris between Simchas Torah and the 3 weeks leading up to Simchas Torah and the 3 weeks that are leading up to Tisha B'Av. He says it's 21 days before Simchas Torah and 21 days before Tisha B'Av. And it's really two processes, two different ways. One is a way of tshuva, v'tfilo, v'tzoko, v'tzdoko, that brings to kaparas avinis. And he says you have another way. That's also the 21 days that are leading up to Tisha B'Av. It's 21 days of churban, of tzar, of golus, that also bring to the same result. They bring to the same result of kaparas avinis and to kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two different mahalchim, and they're both coming to the same end. Sometimes it could be, explaining the Gemara in Bechoris, the white eggs and the black eggs. Sometimes it's white, it's all lavan, everything. The 21 days of Tishrei that are leading up to Simchas Torah, that are days of Yomim Noiroim, that bring us to Kirvot, to Ribbono Shel Olam. And then there's the 21 days of Golus and Churban and Bein HaMitzarim that should ultimately also bring us to the same place. Interestingly, this year, Klal Yisrael experienced Tisha B'Av on Simchas Torah. The Simchas Torah and the Tisha B'Av that the Maharsha says that the 3 weeks leading up to it bring to the same result. Interestingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us this year Tisha B'Av on Simchas Torah. It was tremendous Chil Hashem. That's the Churban. How could it be that Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Nosan L'Mishiso, that Klal Yisrael is being trampled in Rachmana Litzlan, what happened there on Simchas Torah? How many people were killed? How many people were maimed? How many people ended up in the hospital? How many people were taken hostage? Terrible things that Klal Yisrael hasn't experienced in many, many, many years. The tremendous Chil Hashem that resulted of it, Ayei Alekeim, where is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everybody's asking, Ki'ilu? That's Chil Hashem that comes as a result of Churban. And since then, Klal Yisrael has to excuse themselves for trying to protect themselves, something that no other nation in the world has to do. This is what the chosen nation, this is what the Am HaNivchar has to do. They have to excuse themselves for protecting themselves. That's all Chil Hashem. That's tremendous Chil Hashem that's in the Velt, and that's all a result of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the Churban that we're experiencing because of that. That's really the first aspect to think about, is the tremendous Chil Hashem that's going on, the tremendous Chil Hashem that happened on Simchas Torah and is continuing, Rachmana Litzlan, soldiers being killed, people being killed, tens of thousands of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael in Golus, not in their houses in Simchas Torah, not living in the north, in the south, wherever it is, Notef, Aza, people that are misplaced, displaced. This is all Golus, this is all Churban, this is all Chil Hashem, this is all Chil Hashem. That's on the in the general, referring to Klal Yisrael, the way to tap in a little bit, think a little bit about what's going on. But more specifically, each person with regard to themselves, how could they tap in, how could they experience and feel what it is that we're missing with the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Reb Shimshon Pinkus, in his Hakdamah to Sefer on Chumash, Tiferes Torah, he writes that whatever it is that a person is doing, he can't forget what it is, the essence of what he's doing, the fundamental nature of what he's trying to do. He can't forget it, not for a second. L'mashal, a person decides he needs parnasa, so he's going to open up a store. So he invests time and effort and he opens the store. And it could be that after he opens the store, he might realize that I didn't realize exactly how much competition there is. I didn't understand how much time and effort I have to invest. I didn't understand some of the expenses. That's all possible. But it's not shaykh to say, I didn't realize what I was doing. I thought I was just handing out bread and milk to my neighbors. Certainly, a person can't forget, and it won't forget for a second, what it is that he's trying to do, the fundamental nature of what it is that he's trying to do. You're obviously trying to make a parnasa. You're trying to make, you're trying to be able to support yourself. You're not just handing out bread and milk. You're trying to make a livelihood. Similarly, person gets married, so we know that there's two halakim to a marriage. There's the tanoim and the ksuba. The tanoim is what it is that you're doing. I'm marrying you, and I'm agreeing and being mischayev to live together with you. Ba'avo, ba'achvo, v'shalom v'reus, to be Yisrael. That's the tanoim. I mean, we're gonna get married together, and then there's the ksuba. That's the obligations. What it is that a person's mechuyev to his wife. I'll support you. I'll give you what you need. I'll buy you the clothing that you need. That's all the obligations. But marriage is not a contract. And it's possible that a person at some point might forget some of the obligations. However, a person can't forget for a second and won't forget for a second what it is, the fundamental nature, the essence of what the marriage is. It's not shaykh that a person might say at a certain point, oh, I didn't realize that you're my wife. I thought you were a maid. I didn't realize. There's no such thing. Because a person, whatever he's doing, he realizes what it is exactly that he's doing. Certain details of obligations and things that he didn't realize beforehand, it could be that he'll forget or didn't realize. However, what it is that he's doing, that he'll never forget. What is it? What is it that is the mahus of Yiddishkeit? Says Rav Shimshon Wingis. What's the fundamental nature? What's the essence of Yiddishkeit? So the truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us himself in the Torah before Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Moshe Rabbeinu, Atem Risem, and he says, Tell Klal Yisrael, Atem Risem, Asher Asisi B'Mitzrayim, Ve'ese Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim, Ve'vi Eschem Eloi. V'atem Mishmoy Yatishmu B'Koyli, V'Shemayit Kadosh. That's Be'etzem, the essence of Yiddishkeit. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu, what is it that we're trying to create over here? What are we doing? Yes, there's mitzvahs. Yes, there's obligations. Yes, there's Torah. However, what are we trying to create? What is it? What's the essence of Yiddishkeit? Vavi Eschem Eloi, that I'm bringing you to me, that we're connecting, that there's a kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's not just about contract that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, we'll do what we have to do, and we'll be carrying the mitzvahs, and we'll learn, and we'll daven, and you give us life, and give us parnasa, and give us children, and give us whatever it is that we need. It's like a contract marriage, that the same way that marriage is not, I'll take out the garbage and you wash the dishes, and I'll support you, and you work, and I'll try to give you the food and whatever else that you need. That's not what marriage is. Maybe it's details in a marriage, but that's not the essence of a marriage. It's the chibur, it's the kesher between the man and the husband and the woman. The same thing. Similarly, the chibur, the marriage between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael, the chuppah that took place by Matan Torah, Yom Simchaschem, is the chuppah, the kesher. Is a connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Yes, there's mitzvahs. Yes, that's it. And as Maaseil Sharm says, what's the reason that we're here in this world? Is because L'sanagal Hashem v'hinis miziv shchinasai. And where is that? In Olam Haba. Yes, the goal, the ultimate goal, is certainly Olam Haba. But that's the goal. The essence of what we're doing here in this world, though, is creating a kesher with Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what we should be doing. We should be making a it's possible to be mekayim all the mitzvahs, but by rote, and we have no kesher whatsoever. However, the fundamental nature of Yiddishkeit is, as Rav Shimshon Pinkus puts it, is tefillah and mea brachos, is speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He gives us, trying to create this relationship, trying to create a connection between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's really what it is. That's the connection that we're trying to create. That's the chibur, that's the mahus of what Yiddishkeit is. And he says something fascinating. He says, if you look at the Chavis Lavavis, the Chavis Vavis says that for all the mitzvahs that a person does, he can't pay back to Ribbono Shel Olam for even a single teva that he gives him. He says, if that's the case, then we're really in trouble. Because we know from the Ramchal that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world is that we should be able to work and we should be able to gain our schar lo'olam haba. It shouldn't be namadei kisufa. It shouldn't be bread of embarrassment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just giving handouts and we're being nene from his handouts without having worked for it. So we come down to this world and we work and we make mitzvahs and we do what we have to do, and that way we earned our schar, we earned our reward. The question is, if like the Chavis Lavavis says, that we can't even pay back HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one of the tevas that he gives us in this world, that he gives us life, could we ever buy life with millions and billions of dollars? There's no way. How can we pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu back? All our mitzvahs aren't even enough to pay HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is it not namadei kisufa at the end of the day? Ubefrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us nitzchius. He gives us schar for not 1,000 years or 100,000 years or 1,000,000 years or 1,000,000,000 years or 1,000,000,000,000 years. He's giving us schar l'netzach nitzachim for one mitzvah that we gave. As Reb Steinman used to say, he used to give a shekel a day for the tzedakah for the 6 million people that were killed in the Holocaust. And somebody asked him, how could it be that what's one shekel divided by 6 million? How much is each person getting? It's a fraction of a fraction of a fraction. What is that already? He says, if you're taking a shekel and dividing it by 6 million, you're right. However, a mitzvah is nitzchius. A mitzvah is nitzchius. And nitzchius could be divided by 6 million without a problem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us for our mitzvahs. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, if so, why is it not namadei kisufa? For one shekel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us nitzchius? He says, the answer is, because here in this world, what we're doing is not just being mekayim mitzvahs, we're creating a kesher. Imagine somebody, a very wealthy fellow, marries a poor girl, and he brings it, and she marries him, and she gets a beautiful new car, and a wardrobe that's fit for a princess, and a huge house. Does she feel namadei kisufa? She got this all for free? Absolutely not. This is her husband. She has a relationship. This is what it's all about. Of course she doesn't feel namadei kisufa. We're creating relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we create a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then we're not going to feel namadei kisufa even if he gives us tremendous chayar. That's what we're here for. What we're here is to create a relationship. And we can understand with this, the story with the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin. One time there was no esrogim to be gotten, and the only esrog that they found was somebody finally agreed. They went around trying to get it for the Vilna Goyin, an esrog. Finally, one person had an esrog. And they tried to buy it off him. He says, no, I'm not selling it. The only thing that he's willing to at the end of the day was to ask the Vilna Goyin if he's willing to give his Olam Haba from the mitzvah to me. I'll give him the esrog. And the Vilna Goyin was happier than can be. What's the point of being Makar in the mitzvah if you're not getting Olam Haba? What was the Vilna Goyin doing? The answer is, he understood what it's all about. He understood that we're trying to create a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Mimele, the kesher is the real thing. Forget the schar. That's the mahus. That's the goal at the end of the day. But what's the mahus? What are we trying to do? And I want to create a kesher. Mimele, if we're trying to understand what it is that we're mourning, do we have a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Chavis Lavavis, the Admir Rachbo Chavis Lavavis, he says, they found when he was 40 years old, he wrote a petek to himself. He says, what am I missing? He says, to learn, I try to learn as much as I possibly could. Taiva, I think as far as I know, I've checked for myself, I'm not a Baal Taiva, I'm not Hoylech of my Taivas. What I'm missing is, I'm pushed to be a Yid. Says, I feel like I'm a picture. I have everything, I have the hands, the legs, the everything, and it could be that I do all the mitzvahs. But I push it, I'm missing the lave. I'm missing the, he says, all I want is to be Mizgayer and be a Yid. Says, it could be we become the mitzvahs, and it could be that we have what we need, Baruch Hashem. Do we have the kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Can we forget for a second what it is that we're trying to accomplish over here? That's what it is. And memeila, if a person doesn't build in his heart the kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not going to help to build the Beis HaMikdash. We can't just go build the Beis HaMikdash, Nefesh HaChaim says. If you're missing it in the heart, then there is no Beis HaMikdash b'chlal. It's just a reflection of what every Heichal Hashem Heima v'shechanti b'soicham, when it's b'soicham of each year, then it will be b'soicham of Klal Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash. If we could think, that's the maybe to take 2 minutes, 5 minutes on Tisha B'Av, just to think, what can I do to create a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam? The first thing is, what do I try to do when I create a relationship with my wife, with a child, with a neighbor? What is it I want to do? And try to use that as a mashal, what could I do to create a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam? If we take this minute, And we try to be misabel a little bit. Then Be'ezer Hashem, the same way that this year we experienced Tisha B'Av on Simchas Torah, Amir Tashem, this year we'll be able to experience Simchas Torah on Tisha B'Av.